Welcome to the Financial Analyst Journal Author Interview Series. I'm Pat Light, an assistant editor at CFA Institute. We're here today with John D. Stowe, CFA, to discuss his recent FAJ article, The Value and Use of the IRA Recharacterization Option, which was published in the September-October 2013 issue. John, thanks for being with us today.
Pat, happy to be here.
So in this interview series, we invite our authors to discuss their articles with us, and let's jump right in, John. What was the practical issue or issues that motivated your research?
Well, it's an interesting issue in pension management. If an investor or advisor has a traditional IRA, they can convert that IRA to a Roth, and if the portfolio goes up in value, allow the portfolio to be treated for tax purposes as a Roth IRA, and if it goes down, to recharacterize the portfolio and convert it back to a traditional portfolio. So essentially, you have a choice. If the portfolio goes up, you select one tax treatment. If it goes down, you have a different tax treatment. And so this choice of tax treatment after the fact, after you've learned that your portfolio went up or down, is extremely interesting. It's a valuable option like many options. I think most investors know that if the portfolio goes down, they should recharacterize to a traditional and avoid paying taxes on a high amount of money, higher than what the current value is. But the conversion option is a lot more valuable than that. That's what we get into in the paper. The paper is also interesting because the amount of money that's in play is quite large. There's about $5 trillion of traditional IRAs in the U.S. and another $5 trillion of 401ks that could probably go through this this recharacterization process. So it's a big problem, and it's also an interesting problem. The strategies that an investor might use are fairly sophisticated.
So what was your approach to the problem then?
Well, our approach in the paper primarily is to demonstrate to those of us in the financial services business that this is a large problem. And so what we tried to do is to use option pricing models and also some simulation models to give to sort of demonstrate what the value of this recharacterization option is. It looks like it's in the ballpark of as much as 5, 10, 15, or 20% of the ultimate value of a portfolio. So it is large and something definitely worth pursuing.
How do you expect your findings or your results to influence practice?
Well, we first wanted to demonstrate that this option was an extremely valuable option, and we hope that the paper gets the attention of sophisticated investors and advisors. So once they're convinced it's an important problem, then a sophisticated advisor should understand what variables will impact the value of this option and what types of strategies an IRA owner or an advisor should follow in order to enhance the ultimate retirement wealth of his clients or himself.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, no. It's just that retirement wealth management is a very, very interesting field. And this should be one important tool that an advisor or an IRA owner should get a handle on. It really won't be interesting to somebody in a low tax bracket, for example. If you're essentially not paying taxes, tax strategies aren't important. But for people that have substantial assets or are paying substantial taxes, this Roth recharacterization option is going to be a very important tool that they would use in the management of their IRAs and 401ks.
Well, John, we really appreciate you taking the time to share your research and ideas with us, and we encourage all of you to read this article and articles from other CFA Institute publications on our website, which is cfapubs.org. Thank you for listening.